Oh, is it my turn now?
Nah, it's time to start the show.
What's going on, everybody? It's your man Winston Ward.
And your girl Ash Slays here with the Rise of the Creative Podcast.
And we are back with another episode.
Another episode. Welcome back, brother.
Sorta kinda. I don't want to say welcome back. I feel like we said welcome back a million times.
Right?
Let's get on with it. Let's just get right into this amazing episode that we have planned. Today we're talking about creating your algorithm. And before we actually get into the actual meat and potatoes of the podcast, I will give the definition of what an algorithm actually is. The definition is a series of instructions telling a computer how to transform a set of facts about the world into useful information. All right, so the reason that we thought it not robbery to speak about the algorithm on today's Sunday service, right, is that the algorithm on social media is very tricky.
It is.
And if you're not careful, you'll be swept up and thrown into the lands of zero likes and zero engagements.
Right. On content unseen.
Content unseen on some amazing content. So, what we wanted to do today was just speak about that a little bit. So, Ashley, I'll let you begin with your very strong thoughts.
Our thought today is social media creates this algorithm that's not necessarily conducive to a creative's art in the process of getting art out. It feels like being engaged and being actually on the app is more important than the work that goes into the art itself. And finding a balance between creating content and wanting to be exposed and just doing it and just basking in your creative process, the balance is where I know I find so tedious and so it's hard. It is hard, especially for somebody who's really not into social media like that. And it's one thing to be scrolling through it, but to actually create content that'll be seen, that's going to be, you know, liked and all those other fancy words that social media has given us.
For sure.
It can make it daunting and make you not want to do it, but then at the same time, you're like, I want to be seen.
Right.
So you got to have to follow the rules. So how do you balance documenting your creative process versus keeping it private? Not so much as private, but you cannot post everything. Like, how do you balance that?
I think for me personally, I think it's extremely hard. I don't, and let me preface the episode by saying, exclude our Bronx soundtrack in the back, which is obviously fire alarm detectors and then fire alarms outside and inside. But that's neither here nor there. I think documenting your life or documenting your creative process versus keeping it private is a balance that is, it's almost as tricky a balance of having like a work-life balance. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it'll never ever be 50-50. But as a creative, you never want to teeter too much onto either side. You never want to overshare. And you never want to be too much of a recluse when it comes to your creativity. And unfortunately for me, I think I've teetered on both of those sides where I've gone to the extremes of sharing too much and also being being way too private. And then at the end, like, ha, look at this.
Right,
and it's just like, I think you have to find a healthy balance of what that looks like for you. And I also believe that for everyone, it's different. I think some people will lean more on the private side, and then some people will lean more on the oversharing side. But I think, you know, if you stay away from the extremes, I think you should be fine.
I think the balance also has to come trying to decipher whether you want your creative arts to be considered a business mm-hmm. or if you're just sharing to share your work with the world. I think that's a big difference too. Like if you're doing this as a business to get money and to get exposure, great. You have to do this. Like is proven facts that you have to fall within this algorithm. You have to do these things. You have to use these hashtags, all that. Mm-hmm. But if you're just sharing just to share with your friends and family and your followers and stuff like that, that's cool. But if you're trying to do this for the money, because we see that it can be profitable and it can be, you know, create great exposure, then you gotta fall within that algorithm, that cookie cutter. You gotta use these hashtags, and it gets so complicated that it kind of deters you from even wanting to post anything.
Yeah, I think, and I like that you touched on that. I feel like as creatives, I think you're always given the blueprint from several different people about what to do and how to do it. And I think it's finding the creativity in that as well.
I like that.
And I think a lot of creatives, sometimes we often gloss over that. Like we often think like, damn, like I don't really feel like posting 4 times a day, but what if, and this is a what if for myself as well too. Like, what if you saw the creativity in posting 4 times a day? Like, let me see if I can come up with 4 ideas, today. Or even if, and this is something we're going to touch on later. What if you say, all right, cool. I'm going to come up with 2 ideas for myself. And then I am going to go on social media within the algorithm and see what's already working and just use 2 of those sounds as well too. So I think it's about, I don't want to say gaming the system, but I think it's about figuring out what works for us or what works for our brand and figuring out how to make it fun for ourselves to kind of help with that balance. Because I don't think anyone just naturally just wants to post 4 times. I think, but I do think if you figure out how to make it fun, if you figure out how to make it conducive for your brand, I think it'll be a different type of experience. Let's just say that.
Yeah, because it's very much a tool. A very important tool, but it's so tiring. It's a lot.
I think one of the things that that comes into it as well is scheduling. So let's talk about that. What is your posting schedule like on social media? Can I go first?
Go ahead. Go, please. Please answer this question first. Go ahead.
My posting schedule on social media is when I'm inspired.
Okay.
And that'll show you that I'm not inspired that often, right? Or not that I'm not inspired often, but my inspiration comes in waves. Like, 1 month I'll be hella inspired, and then another month is just like
really
nothing.
No, it really be like that,
you know? So I do think one thing that I've been wanting to implement and trying to implement is actually putting it on my actual work calendar to actually post on social media. And I think that may help, but the jury's still out on that because I haven't tried it. But it is something that...
And there's so many things out there that'll help you post.
Facts.
That we've seen. There's later.com. There's Facts. Even using... Right. Canvas. A lot of creatives use Canvas to create content and create graphics. They have a scheduling section now where you can schedule your post. I don't even think it has anything to do with the content.
Yeah.
It has everything to do with having to sit down and create this and then kind of feeling like, oh, why isn't my post being seen? Like, oh, why do I only have a certain amount of likes? Because at the end of the day, if you're posting, you want to get likes and you want to get views.
Yeah.
And that kind of is like a deterrent. Like, I agree.
I agree. Like, I have 1,000 followers. I'm only getting 10 likes.
Right.
How, Sway? Explain that. So, I completely agree.
And then the algorithm, it kind of pushes you to the bottom of the list if you don't post a lot.
For sure. Completely agree.
So, you can't even have moments of like, oh, I don't feel like posting now. Because now you're going to get pushed to the bottom of the list. And then you have to step it up again. It's like, there's no time to rest when it comes to the algorithm. You have to constantly post.
I completely agree. And I'm, I don't know about constantly post. I think once you have a schedule of posting, I think you'll be fine. It's not like, all right, cool, I'm going to post today at 8 o'clock and I'm going to post today at 12 o'clock. And then, well, actually, that may work as well, too.
Randomly posting. There's a science to it.
But here it is. I do think that having a schedule will help, though. Like you said, all right, listen. Every day I'm going to post at 8 a.m. and 12 noon.
Yeah, definitely.
It'll be a lot easier as opposed to just saying, "Damn, I got four things I got four things that I need to post today." Like how and when am I gonna do it? So,
what do you feel like is your biggest problem when it comes to social media as a creative?
I think my biggest problem with social media as a creative, I hate when I do that. I'm sorry, when I make like a whistle noise with my teeth. That's gap problems for you people who have gap teeth. But anywho, I think my biggest problem with social media is not falling in love or not falling in love and not paying attention to what the numbers are and just posting. Mm. Okay, a better word is not romanticizing it. Because when you romanticize it is like you praise it when you have a lot of likes, mm-hmm. and then you demonize it almost like when you don't have enough. You're just mm-hmm. like, damn, it's not working, or yes, this is working. Now you can look at it. Okay, my biggest problem is I romanticize it as opposed to analyzing it.
Mm.
So I look at it and I'm just like, damn, like I don't understand why this is not working, as opposed to saying, okay, so this didn't work. I have to think of something different.
Same. Right. Especially when you pour your heart into something like, mm-hmm. I really gave this an effort and yeah. I really, you know, put the effort into it. Mm-hmm. I used the hashtags. I posted it at this time. I did yeah. this. And you don't see the same results mm-hmm. as something that you just kind of like haphazardly, like, oh, I'm just going to post something and now mm-hmm. get more likes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it could be hard on a creative, like, what is it that I'm not doing?
Yeah.
And also, if you're on social media and you see all these creatives yeah. clearly doing almost the same thing, because the algorithm tells you mm-hmm. you have to follow people in your niche and you have to follow people who are doing the same thing and follow those hashtags and mm-hmm. those, you know, similar artists and similar, you know, podcasts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's not creating the same result. Although we all know that you can't expect immediate results, but it's like...
Facts.
It's hard.
Yeah, I think it's romanticizing it. I think figuring out how to be more analytical and just, mm-hmm. you know, not necessarily... Letting your work be enough. Not falling mm. in love with the validation that social media gives you. I think... Because sometimes, and not even saying other people, myself, a lot of the times I get caught up in the validation that social media gives me, as opposed to being analytical and saying, okay, this post worked, let me do more of these kind of posts, as opposed to, this post, like you said, like, damn, I poured a lot of creativity into this, and the reach was horrible. It's a clear indicator, like, okay, cool. You can continue doing that, or you just need to stop it. So it's not a romantic thing. It's not a, you know, and it's very hard to say that because social media can be very validating.
It can be. I have like a love hate relationship with it.
Yeah. So I think it's just how you look at social media. I think people who have gotten into a nice rhythm, they've given up the honeymoon phase of social media, you know. They're just, all right, cool, they have a mission. All right, listen, I know I need to post four times a day. I don't really care what it is. I'm just gonna go and just, you know, do what I'm supposed to do, as opposed to falling in love with the validation that comes with it.
And I feel like my issue is trying to take my personal out of it. Mm-hmm. And just using my creativity as a business and just using my personality in the podcast as a business and looking at it like, okay, it doesn't matter how I feel that day, it's for the business.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what I'm doing that day. it's for the business. And I try to balance it like, well, if I can spend an hour scrolling, I can spend an hour creating, or I can spend, and it sounds easy.
Of course. Yes. Yes.
It sounds nice.
Yes. Way easier said than done.
But I also, and I feel like it's also a generational thing. Mm-hmm. We grew up where social media, it was big.
Whoa, you're saying we, like, we're in the same generation.
I forgot you were born in the 70s. I'm so sorry. Well, when you grew up, when they had, you know, rocks and stones.
You know, I'm a, how you say, you know, I'm a boomer.
I feel like we grew up where social media, it was definitely not at its peak, but we grew up with it. Mm-hmm. So we have a kind of like, oh, it's for personal reasons. Like, I never looked at social media as something to be profitable until I got a little bit older. And I see this younger generation who just
themselves, naturally right.
just, it seems like they just know what to do. Like, they know, mm-hmm. oh, I got to use this. Oh, this is the most popular hashtags. And this is the best mm-hmm. time.
No, here it
that's
is.
That's wild to me. Like, that's.
Here it is. And this is something that I had to realize when I did like a audit on my social media, probably like, maybe a year ago, and I deleted, or not really deleted, because they don't allow you to delete things. They tell you can archive it, right? Mm-hmm. This is on Instagram specifically. And then I went back several years ago when I first got on Instagram, and I looked at all the videos that I was posting, just singing videos. And around this time was when Instagram first started allowing videos. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you remember, because, you know, you kind of up there in age.
I've been on Instagram for a minute. I know.
Instagram obviously was a photo at first. They didn't even allow video, but then they started opening it up for 15-second videos. Mm-hmm. So when that happened, I was going crazy, like just posting, not really caring about, you know, which post did well, which post didn't. And in my mind, I'm just like, damn, maybe it's how would you say it? Maybe just the older we, and I don't want to say that the older we get, the more insecure we get, but maybe the older we get, the more self-conscious we get of
That's
ourselves.
It. And it's the exposure.
Yeah. Because let me tell you, when I was younger, I was posting every day, 4, 5, 6 times a day, like just like I didn't care, like it was just whatever, like. And now it's just almost like. Like, damn, like, what do I post when I know what I can post?
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's not like you don't know what to do. It's mm-hmm. like, I gotta do it.
Right.
I gotta get it done.
Damn, like, how's my beard look? Damn, like, do I have a shape up? Like how, you know, it's more of a self-awareness thing, a self-conscious thing, I'll speak personally. That is something that I think about way more than I was thinking about when I was younger. You know,
and so. Even like being sensitive about my work. Like I read comments, uh-huh. and I've seen like people post like the most random videos or just things, and I read comments, and I'm like, there's haters, and there's like people like. Shitting on people's content and creativity or stealing people's ideas.
Yeah.
Now, I understand the jinx. Like, okay, we both did the same thing at the same time. Mm-hmm. But then there's a real fine line between like, nah, this is mine. Like, right. I literally did this. And I feel like I'm going to be one of those people that want to clap back at everybody. And I know I can't do that. Especially mm-hmm. when we reach to our heights where we're, you know, really high up there. I know I'm not gonna be able to do that, but it's like exposing yourself to the internet is so scary to me. Mm-hmm. It's so scary to me. Mm-hmm. Especially when you've been on the internet almost half of our lives.
Yeah.
Whether we want to or not, or whether we realize what we were posting when we were younger, that stuff catches up with you, and that stuff, you know, that exposure, that intimate side of you, and even if you just strictly use it as business, like that is wild to me. Social media is, I literally have a love-hate relationship with it.
Yeah. No, I can definitely get that. I think the beautiful thing about social media, though, is you can get what you want out of it. You know, like, if you want to just go in there and just be a consumer or a scroller, like, that's fine. Like, the algorithm will allow that. But I feel like if you want to go in there and be, like, a producer and really, you know, push out content, like, it can allow for that as well, too.
So I used to think that having an algorithm pick things for me mm-hmm. was really Big Brother-ish. And I was so like, oh, no, I don't like this. Yeah. You ever, like, talked about something and then you see it on your Instagram feed mm-hmm. or that's you get an ad for it?
That's a real thing.
I used to think that was the scariest thing until I realized that I can use that to my advantage
for sure.
when I'm really looking for something or mm-hmm. when I'm really in a deep search for something. It could be bad because it doesn't have a filter to show what's original content or what's, you know, fake or what's this. Mm-hmm. But I think we're going to get there eventually. But at this time, if you stop looking at it like, oh my God, how do they know? And how you just liked 50,000 posts about shoes.
Right.
They're going to show you shoes.
Facts.
So if you take that and you're like, okay, if I start liking things that are more positive mm-hmm. or if I start liking things that's more conducive to my mindset or where I even want to be,
facts.
It's going to start showing you that because now you're consuming that mm-hmm. in.
Facts.
And that's why I find social media very fascinating.
Because
mm-hmm. as a creative, I can be like, you know what? This is not feeding my soul right now.
Mm-hmm.
Either I'm going to leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come back to it. It's going to be the same.
For sure.
Or I can use this tool to start creating content that I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I want to see, I know there's somebody out there that's going to want to see it too.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I think the way how creatives can kind of use what you just said, because I feel like the way how you explained it was very, very, very nice. The way our creatives can use that is by continuing to post your content, and the people who are looking for your content, I won't say that they will immediately find it, but hopefully, eventually, they will find it. If you
what's
continue
the thing, like if you put it out there, they will find you or something like that.
If you build it, they'll
if
come.
If you build it, they will come.
I don't know if I 100% agree with that, but...
Why not?
I feel like if you build it, there has to be some sort of outreach as well, too. You can't just, you know, build something and then just hope people just randomly come by. You have to kind of, like, let people know at some point in order for you to grow.
Yeah.
Just say that.
But
if you're just doing it for the love, of course, build it and then it'll come. But
I think when it's genuine, like, if you build mm-hmm. it, like... I like this.
Mm-hmm.
I know somebody out there. I cannot be the only one mm-hmm. that likes it. Then I think that they will come.
For sure.
This has been a great podcast.
I do have one final question before
What's
we
up?
End this. Do you feel like the algorithm helps or hurts creativity?
I want to say both. I know I can't say both, but I want to say both because...
Well, explain one and I'll explain the other. Hopefully you choose the one that I don't want to explain.
I think it hurts creativity a lot.
Thank you.
Because you get... I've said this before, but you get lost in this cookie cutter. You have to use these if you want to be productive and you mm-hmm. want to be seen and you want to be exposed, it is... a science now where if you post at this time, if you post this amount of times, if you use these hashtags, if you use these tags, you're going to be seen more, you're going to be exposed more, because nothing worse than being shadow banned on Instagram because you're not posting as often, or
mm-hmm.
you posting stuff and you have the followers but your likes are not matching.
Right.
It's because you're at the bottom of the list and nobody is seeing your content.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, social media is its own business in itself.
Facts.
If you're not feeding into it, it's not going to give you nothing back.
Mm-hmm.
And creativity, it can't be scheduled.
Mm.
And creativity can't be timed to, like, okay, I'm going to post this. It's more of an inspiration thing. If I mm-hmm. don't feel like posting for a week,
mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have, my social media presence shouldn't have to suffer because of that.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I don't think you're wrong at all. I would like to offer another perspective as we hear the sounds of the Bronx outside. I feel like social media gives you, obviously, the platform to be creative, but I also feel like it is the best place to get examples of how to continue your creativity. Like, of course, you can think of all the things in your mind that you want to do. Mm-hmm. But if there is ever a time where you run out of ideas, all you literally would have to do is open up like TikTok or Instagram and be like, well, this sound is trending. What can, like, it's almost like they're giving you the canvas, or they're giving you the foundation, and all you have to do is just build on top of it. So I do think that there are aspects of the algorithm on social media that can help you if you use it correctly. And yeah, I think it's all about, just as with almost everything that we speak about, or just almost everything relating to creatives, is mindset, you know, like using what's in front of you to kind of just get what you need to get. Mm-hmm. The last thing I'll say is I think if we kind of like shift our mindset to being more of producers rather than consumers on social media, our outlook on social media will also change. Mm-hmm. I was having a conversation probably about a couple of days ago with a few other artists in the studio. And I was just telling them, I feel like my algorithm on Instagram has changed because I've become more of a consumer than a producer. Before, I only really came on Instagram to really just post things. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times the algorithm was literally feeding me things to post if I had nothing to post. Whereas as of recent, I've been doing a whole lot more scrolling, a whole lot more consuming, mm-hmm. and a whole different wave of content is coming my way to kind of keep me glued to my phone. And it's just like
scary a little bit.
It is scary. And it's just like, you know, but I can see that the algorithm obviously has changed based upon my usage of the app. So I think one of the things to always be mindful of is always remember, like, or always just what I'm always trying to think, like, am I being a producer today or am I being a consumer today? Mm-hmm. And the thing is, there's some days where you can be a consumer. Like,
we don't sit and scroll before bed.
Exactly.
Or sit and watch it, you know, at work or whatever like that. But yeah, I get it.
Right. So I think it's back to what we were talking about before, is just finding that balance. You know what I mean? Like, finding the balance just between just a balance between creativity and not. So we'll wrap it up there. Quick question before we leave for the viewers. How has the algorithm helped or hurt you? Let's talk about that down in the comments. Let's talk about that down wherever you're listening to this podcast. Type it in the chat or whatever, and we'll also be monitoring that so we can get back to you as well too. Speaking about that, you can follow us on Instagram at Raza the Creative NYC. You can follow me, Winston Ward, on Instagram at Winston Ward Music. You can also follow me on TikTok, which I'm trying to, like,
doing,
you know,
the dances.
I'm not dancing. This is no dance. No dancing on TikTok. Not for me. I don't really see no. I do see dancing on TikTok, but we're not gonna talk about that. I don't dance. So if you come to my TikTok page looking for dancing, you will be sadly. You'll just be sad. But same thing, Winston Ward Music. And Ashley's, where can they find you?
You can find me on my Instagram at Ash_Slays. That's ASH_SLAYSS. And you can also follow my hashtag, Big Girls Don't Take Full Body Pics.
And that is a wrap.
It's a wrap. Thank you guys for coming out.
Bye.
What about now?
All right, maybe the next show.